prep sports now. I had to do it. You know, we've been at, what, 7 games last week, and I got to tell you, as much as it's cool to see, you know, people have spirit and the students be there, I'm so sick of that clap that I just had to get it out of my system. The student sections were just going all out. I mean, attacking each other last week. Like I said, good to see the teams with something on the line trying to fight Baga. I can go without hearing another student section, I'd say, for a year.
And I like that kids are involved. Don't get me wrong. But when the kids can't look at the scoreboard to realize their team's down by 20, no need to chant overrated when you're losing by 20. No need to say wait until football unless you're Bishop Gorman, because obviously nobody's going to beat Bishop Gorman.
Which they did to Palo. They said just like football. So I thought that was pretty good. Well, that was one of the better ones.
But I like it seems whenever Gorman plays, somebody always gets a you're a sinner comment in, or which, I mean, it's semi-creative, but...
My personal favorite, reformation. Just a joke, not saying I agree with it.
Yeah, but see, and some, or I like when it's in good fun, but when it's like, our cheerleaders are hotter, I don't know. I mean, it's tough to gauge.
I agree, you know, I think we had a similar moment to this during football season. If you guys listen to football, I went off on my rant of how I hate the fourth quarter holdings.
Yes.
Up, the fours. I think this is basketball's equivalent. I can't stand when, you know, the Centennial student section starts chanting, our team is hotter, when they're losing by 15 points.
Yes.
This isn't a beauty contest. And yeah. Anyway, well, let's talk about the games. I was out at Sunset at Desert Oasis all week. You were at Sunrise. I'm actually not even sure where it was. I forget now. My mind is failing
Foothill.
Me. Okay, it was at Foothill.
The Hill.
What did you learn from the Hill? What did you take out of the tournament experience?
What I really took out is that Canyon Springs and El Dorado, I think, would give a good run to Gorman. And I know that people are going to say I'm absolutely crazy by saying that. But my thinking is that they are so quick and athletic. Like, literally, watching the Canyon Springs team run out into the court is like watching like a cannon explode. They are that quick, and that kind of speed Gorman doesn't have. They've got great players, Division I players. They've got size. They could shoot. They've got legit basketball players. But do they have speed? Do they have a guy who's gonna match that speed and athleticism? And I think that if either team, because Canyon won the region and El Dorado still advanced, I think that either team with a full court press could aggravate Gorman's guards and have a chance to play. I know that you wanted to stick on task and talk about the region tournaments and recapping them.
No, this is exactly where I wanted to
okay.
go, because it brings me to my point. Here's what I'm going to say. You know how every team, just about in every sport, way too many teams say we can only beat ourselves, and that's another cliche I can't stand because it's hardly ever true. Well, I think what I learned at Sunset is I think that the Bishop Gorman basketball teams might be one of the only teams where I actually believe that. Because, look, okay, no team is unbeatable. Like you said, Canyon Springs, El Dorado, Sierra Vista, maybe if they play their absolutely best game and Gorman plays below average, they can be beat. It can happen. It's basketball, right?
Well, I don't know. Sierra Vista's had 3 cracks, and they haven't come close.
Okay, here's my point. Yes. That's bringing me to my point. What I saw with Gorman in the last Sierra Vista game, it was only, I think, 16 or 17 points, but they absolutely dominated this game. They played one of the best I've seen them all year, and when they play like that, they can only beat themselves. So here's my thing. For Gorman to have to lose, they're also going to have to play poorly. They're not going to lose and play a good game. I truly believe that the Gales, at this point, can only beat themselves. For Canyon Springs or El Dorado to have to beat them, Gorman's going to have a bad game. They're going to have to come out unfocused, kind of like they did in the Palo Verde game where Palo hung with them. But I just don't see them losing if they play anywhere near their peak like they did against Sierra Vista in the finals.
And see, what I'm saying is that they'll likely face Canyon Springs in the championship game, and I think Canyon Springs could potentially create some problems for them. So where you say Gorman could only beat itself, agreed. But I think Canyon Springs is kind of going to kickstart that process a little bit. I mean, if Gorman breaks the press, it's an N1 highlight video with Shabazz Muhammad left-hand tomahawk over some guy. No doubt about it. And it's just who's going to bring the ball up. You know, they've had, you know, Ben Carter bring it up against Finley. They've had whomever. They don't have a true point guard. And we've said all year, Case, that this could be an Achilles heel for Gorman. Now, Canyon Springs is not St. Patrick's, who they lost to of New Jersey. And Gorman scoring 90 points a game. And Shabazz Muhammad gets to the line more than Michael Jordan. Would you agree with me on that?
Yeah. I mean, some of the – I think that he already has the – I mean, he gets to the line ridiculous amounts of times.
But, listen, don't get me wrong. I think Gorman's going to win. Gorman's an elite team, an elite program nationally. They've got three legit Division I prospects. Okay, but in the spirit of let's not go to the Orleans on Thursday and Friday and fall asleep, I'm trying to find a way for Canyon to win. And here's the thing. Canyon has got swagger, baby. They're not afraid. They're not going to back down. They think they could compete. And that, you know, because a lot of times you see a team play Gorman, and they're like, well, we've already lost, but maybe I could get mine with some scout there, right? I think Canyon has got the confidence that says, we're just as good. This state tournament is ours. And I think that makes them dangerous. Now, Gorman will probably squish that confidence right away, but they do have the confidence.
Right, I agree. I think we would both be very surprised at this point if we don't see Bishop Gorman and Canyon Springs both winning on Thursday to play each other in the championship, and we ultimately expect Gorman to prevail. One game that we don't know so much about, though, that I think there's more intrigue is tomorrow night's playing game. I actually am probably looking forward to this game more than any that are left because I think it's a real good matchup. It's El Dorado, who I know you're on the bandwagon. You think they played great. I kind of jumped on the bandwagon, I think, a little late because they went out and
lost to Canyon
Springs.
I talked you into it, I think, yeah.
But El Dorado and Sierra Vista, we've talked about Sierra Vista so much this year. We know they're the real deal. Break down this game for me.
Okay. I think if you look at Sierra Vista's best player, Vico, right? He's going to be the best guy on the court. But in my opinion, Sierra Vista is still undersized. Curtis Stewart, my man from El Dog, 6'5" forward, averaging 16.5 points a game. I don't know if Canyon has an answer on the inside.
Sierra has an answer on this.
I don't know if Sierra has an answer on the inside for El Dorado. Okay, I know Vico's great. I know Macy plays well. But I will tell you right now, sophomore Julian Jacobs for El Dorado, very impressive. Number 00 in your program, number 1 in your hearts, averaging about 10 points per game as a sophomore. He handled the press very good against Canyon. And I think that he's going to be able to contain Vico, which I know sounds very outlandish because I'm – you know, before I was on the Julio Mora bandwagon, I was on the Vico bandwagon. And I just think that – I think El Dog's going to win. Now, I feel bad because every time I pick a team to win that should win, like Vegas in football or Vegas against Coronado last week, they end up losing. And I feel like I might be putting a brew or hoax on them where if we just let everything play out and they didn't have the pressure of living up to my expectations – they would win. But I just don't see how El Dorado loses this game.
Vegas and football is no hoax. They lost by 28 or something.
Oh, my God. The worst game ever. Even the Liberty is shocked they won by that many points.
All right. Well, I don't see how you say El Dorado should definitely win this game.
Who does Sierra have? You've watched them play, what, three times this week?
Yeah. I've
they got one guy.
Well, only twice this week, but I think Macy Greer's great. I think I wanted to bring up this point. I know that El Dog probably has a better front court than Centennial. I think we would agree with that.
Sierra Vista too,
but yeah, Sierra Vista. But I gotta say, the kid they had playing the 4 or 5, Dallin Molina, had a really good game against Centennial. I think he had a double double, did some good things on the boards. That went away when he played Bishop Gorman. I think that Ben Carter and Roscoe Allen, you know, pretty much box him out at their will, but I think I think he's a pretty good player, and I think he can slow this El Dorado team down, and I'm going to take Sierra Vista. I'm glad we're on a different side. I think it's been like 3 days since we're on a different side.
Okay, well, and here's the one thing I think Sierra does have going for it. It's a veteran team, a lot of seniors in key roles. You look at El Dorado, it's, you know, Curtis Stewart, a senior, Jacobs is a junior, a lot of their guards are juniors. This is an underclassman team who next December when we're doing our first basketball podcast and you ask me who's going to rise up, I might say El Dog because they got all the – they're basically going to lose Curtis Stewart and that's it. And he's a great player. He reminds me, Case, of Billy White. Real long, 6'5", just, you know, could beat you taking it to the hole, likes to pull up and take the jumper, always is swatting the ball away. I think the world of this kid right now, and that's why I'm high on him. I know Vico and Macy could get hot from outside like they did against Gorman there in league play, and it could be lights out, game over. See you at the Orleans, baby. But I just I don't know. I mean, if Elbog wins, they go and play Gorman on Thursday in the semis, which would be a great warm up for Canyon.
Two points I got from that. Since we're already jumping ahead to next year, who to look out for? You took El Dorado. I'm going to tell you who I'm taking. A team that I was slow to jump on this year, but next year I think Palo Verde is going to be great. Najee Matlock's a junior. Aris Winder is a sophomore. These guys are going to blow past everyone. They might go 15-1 in the league next year. They played Gorman tougher than almost anyone has, even though they ended up losing by, almost 20. I'm really impressed with this Palo team. I think they're going to be great next year. So while we're talking next year, there's my point with
quick
that.
Quick question for you. I lost all my sheets. What year next year is Shabazz Muhammad going to be?
A senior.
What about Roscoe Allen?
A senior.
And Ben Carter?
I'm not saying they're going to.
I'm just saying, baby. They're not getting past the orange and blue.
I'm not saying they're going to win the Sunset or anything, but I'm saying that they're probably going to be, in my opinion, the second best team
in next town
year, in the Sunset. Well, maybe in town.
In town? Well, I tell you.
I mean, Canyon loses everyone.
Canyon's, this is it. And that's why Canyon's all in. They got 10 seniors. They lost in the state finals last year. You know, it's now or never, baby, because it's going to be a while till they could, you know, get some more kids up there.
So, Paolo, I know I might have underestimated you this year, but next year I'm already building the hype train. So I hope you get in that weight room. Get some weight on these kids. Let's get them going. And my final point about the Sierra Vista game, you said you think Macy and Vico could both get hot. I think they are going to both get hot because this team shot a terrible percentage against Bishop Gorman. And I know a lot of it was Bishop Gorman's defense, but you don't see basketball teams shoot that poorly from the field two games in a row. I think they're going to regain their touch. I like Sierra Vista in this game. If they win, they're going to go play Canyon. If El Dorado wins, like you expect they will, they're going to play Bishop Gorman, and Bishop Minogue will play the other side. Do we have to worry about Bishop Minogue? I mean, coming up from Reno, can they beat either of these teams?
Well, last year in the semis, they gave Gorman a little bit of a run. It was Ronnie Stanley's kind of breakout party as a sophomore. I think he had maybe 12 points in the game to kind of save the day. And Bishop and Nogues, they've got some players. I think they played Finley this year. I was at the game. And they could definitely light it up from the outside. And I'm just a big believer in, are they going to be able to handle the travel down here to Vegas? You know, Gorman's G Block is going
to
be there chanting
away. I get to hear the travel speech twice a year. Let's go. Let's get it. Just like football.
You're talking.
I'm not disagreeing. I'm just saying I get to hear it twice a year.
We're talking a bus, a Greyhound from snowy Reno, 10 hours into Vegas. You know, of the 12 kids on the team, maybe three or four of them are mentally mature enough to realize that they're there for a business trip. The other ones are just in Vegas for the weekend, sleeping in a different bed. We haven't even brought up yet, and we could do a whole podcast on this. The Orleans is like the most impossible gym to shoot in. The back end, you got the big, you're looking at yourself in the big screen. It's cold because they got the hockey rink underneath. It's like you're playing outside. The games are going to be low scoring, and I think that helps out at Canyon Springs. And listen, Gorman, they're two-time defending state champs. They're a dynasty, but the first of those titles, remember, your Palo Verde Panthers, dude, were up like 5 with 2 to play, and Gorman somehow stole it. So before everybody starts posting underneath stories, hey, way to buy another title, I mean, it's been hard fought. I mean, Gorman was lucky to win 2 years ago. They were given a major scare last year against Bishop Minogue, and here we are this year, and we know Canyon's going to be competitive against them.
Here's my thing about travel with Bishop Minogue, and I don't think either of us are qualified to answer this, but they're a private school, right? So maybe they aren't busing down here.
That's
maybe
true.
They're flying.
Maybe. Yeah, that's right. Maybe they are.
It's possible. We don't really know. The thing I'll say about Bishop Minogue, obviously I haven't seen them this year. You said you saw them against Finley. All I did is look at their scores. And their scores, I mean, they were in some close games. I got to say that their scores don't look near as impressive as Bishop Gorman's or even Canyon Springs. So I'm going to say regardless of who they play, I don't think that they're getting to the final game. I think they lose to Gorman or Canyon Springs. It's kind of hard to talk about the next game because Sierra Vista or El Dorado, it depends who wins. I guess hypothetically you think we're going to see El Dorado Gorman. And
I think it'll be Eldog Gorman and then Canyon and Bishop Minogue. And Canyon's going to have its – I think Canyon – I would like to think that Canyon could cruise to the title game. I really think it's their destiny to be playing Friday night at 8 o'clock. But I will tell you, if they play Sierra, they'll dominate Sierra, dude. I was going to say that because Sierra has decent guards, that they would kind of equalize Canyon's guards. But Vico and Macy for sure have nowhere near the speed of like DJ Anderson and Trey Evans and, you know, Mikey Thompson. No way.
See,
and then they got Jeremy Brandon and Chris Willis on the inside, which kind of balances out a little bit, I would say, you know, which dominates Sierra's inside. And then when they play Gorman, Jared Brandon and Chris Willis. I knew a Jeremy Brandon for whatever it's worth. Jared Brandon and Chris Willis, I think they're nastier than Roscoe and Ben, right? No doubt about it. Maybe they physical them up a little bit. This Canyon, how many points are you giving me with Canyon?
Against Gorman?
Yeah.
I mean, I think earlier this year when Canyon was rolling, I said only like 6.5 or so. Now I think it's got to be more like 9 or 10, just based on how things have gone lately.
I think this is going to be a 1 or 2 possession game. Just my humble opinion.
I hope you're right. What I was going to say about Sierra versus Canyon is I don't think speed. I think Sierra, yeah, Canyon's a little faster, but I don't think speed's going to play a huge role. I think what is, you got to my point of what I was going to say. I think that Sierra has no one to slow Jared Brandon. I think this kid is unbelievable. One of the 6 best players in town for sure, maybe in the top 5. I don't see anywhere Sierra slows him. That's how I think Canyon Springs gets by them. And then when it comes to Gorman, look, I'm sticking with what I've already said. I don't think that Gorman can be beaten unless they have a poor game. I think they win by – look, I know Canyon Springs only wants to win the state championship. That's all they said all year. But I think if they win by 8 points or less, it's a victory mind for Canyon Springs.
No, and that's why they're dangerous, because they don't have that mentality.
Oh, they don't have that mentality. Yeah. This is me speaking.
Yeah, if I'm Gorman, I don't want to play Canyon. I'm rooting for Sierra to win. And I'm rooting for Sierra to beat L-Dog and for Sierra to beat Canyon, because I do not want to play Canyon. I don't want to play that speed. I don't want to have to deal with Chris Willis. I don't want to have to deal with Jared Brandon. I do not want to play Canyon if I'm Gorman.
But while we're talking about mindsets, maybe Gorman's mindset is they want a challenge for once and they want to have to play a game. Look, they've already beat Sierra Vista 3 times. Maybe Sierra Vista wins, they can sleepwalk through the game and Shabazz can score 27 points in the first half again and they'll still beat
them. How tough is it to beat an opponent 4 times?
That's true, but still I think you'd rather play them than Canyon. I think as far as winning, you're going to beat them a lot easier than Canyon.
And I would think mentally, Kent Johnson would have to get his team to like a shrinks sofa immediately, because there's no way mentally those 10 kids at Sierra Vista think they could beat Gorman. There's no way. If you get pounded 3 times, and the second time when they lost like 90-80, Vico and Macy were hitting from like, you know, Russell Road, there's no way that they're going to end up winning that game. I mean, they gave them the best they had. They still lost by 10. So unless like Shabazz is driving Roscoe and Ben to the game and he gets a flat tire and they show up late, I just don't see it happening. In my humble opinion.
I don't know so much that I agree. I mean, they seem to be a confident bunch, even if they aren't going to win.
Confident on the outside, sure. I mean, it's...
Well, I don't know about I don't know about all the other guys.
Mentally, baby. I mean, come on.
We'll see. I want to ask you, Shabazz has just been great all year, especially on the big stage. How many points is he going to score this weekend in these 2 state tournament games? What's he going to average?
Well, see, the thing is how long is he going to play? I mean, are they going to be up so big that Grant's putting in the 8th grade team? All I know is that Shabazz is going to look great in scarlet and red.
I'm definitely taking the under in that proposition. It's been great talking to you all year. I think we've pretty much worked our way through the state tournament. For the last time, thanks for listening.